And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of guys here to talk about underage drinking. Welcome to Morning Edition. Would you please introduce yourselves, starting on my left?
My name is Doug Osborne. I'm the Director of Health Promotion at the Sitka Community Hospital.
And I'm Lloyd Platson with Sitka Counseling and Prevention Services and the newly formed Hope Coalition.
All right. Well, you know, and there's something going on tomorrow. It's a town hall on underage drinking. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what that's going to look like, why it's being held, and who it's for.
Well, this is part of Alcohol Awareness Week, which April is, and it's sponsored by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and it's a program that happens in April all across the country where people come together in a town hall meeting, specifically this time to talk about underage drinking. And so we decided we'd get part of that. We actually got a small grant of $500 to help fund the program, and it's really an opportunity to bring the community together, parents, grandparents, anybody that works with children, and come and start the discussion.
Well, and so this is a national event, but this is a very local event happening tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow will be from 6 to 9, and we have some delicious food from Chef Kathy. And people will come in, and I think it'll be an interesting time to see what's going on locally, but also have people discuss what they see, what their impressions are. We're going to see a film that's debuted, Emmett Williams, local filmmaker, put that together. And then I think the main value is, as Lloyd was saying, for parents, caregivers, grandparents, is that parents who have that talk with their kids are much less likely to have problems with alcohol. And so we're giving some ideas and some tips and some tools for how to have that kind of a crucial conversation with the young person. And two of the things that really jumped out as I've been doing a little bit of research on this is, one, starting young. So the theme this month for this activity that Lloyd is talking about is talk early, talk often. And I saw a thing that said as early as age 9, you can start having these talks. So it's much younger than I thought, certainly middle school. And before 8th grade is ideal because you want to have some talks and give some information before they start drinking, as opposed to maybe a junior and senior in high school has already experimented. So that was one revelation. And then the other one was this concept of teachable moments, and that alcohol is so prevalent in our society. And I thought of one teachable moment watching a little clip with my daughter of an ad that was people working out and sweating. I thought it was a Nike commercial for some sports gear. And at the end, it was for beer. It was a beer company. And we had a little discussion about that. But these teachable moments happen. And I think after the town hall, anybody who's working with young people will be more equipped to take advantage of those and to have an influence. And the influence that adults have on young people is really understated. They really do make an impact. And we really do set the tone.
So what can people expect when they walk into the Westmark banquet room tomorrow?
Well, the first thing they'll actually be exposed to is, as Doug mentioned, the first 30 people will be able to have dinner provided by Chef Kathy at Westmark. And then we're trying to present a kind of a multimedia presentation. There'll be posters on the wall with information. There'll be handouts for parents and other people to take that kind of walks them through to having the discussion with their teens. So they'll be able to walk away with some stuff. The format will be round tables. We'll probably have 5-6 people at each table. We'll do a presentation that'll give us some information. And then we're hoping that the people that come will sit at their table, consider the information, have a discussion, and then feedback to the group again so that we really do get a picture of what's going on in Sitka. A lot of people have assumptions. We were talking a little bit earlier before we got on the air here about how parents see, well, it's not my kids. My kids don't drink. And the reality is that about 27-28% of the youth in Sitka do drink currently. That's bad news in some ways, but it's good news in the other way, because one of the other fallacies that go with that is that the kids all say, well, everybody's doing it. And the reality is that about 76% of youth in our community choose not to drink. And so those are some of the fallacies that we want to address. We want to give the tools to people to actually walk away and have a good discussion with their children.
Yeah, those fallacies can be good starting points, I'd imagine, to for discussions with your teens? Because if teens tend to think that most kids are doing it, it can be a pretty strong motivator to realize, well, that's not actually true.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's one of the prevention strategies is to really look at social norms. How we perceive an issue really affects how we deal with it. So again, if youth think that everybody's doing it, it's more likely that gives themselves permission to do it. But the reality is that, you know, again, 75-76% of the students and youth in our community are not. And so one of the things that Emmett, with his little movie that he's doing, really addresses that issue that, you know, what are the risks if I do drink, but also the realization that the social norm is that most people don't, even though we believe that people do.
Let's talk a little bit about this film by Emmett Williams. What's its intent? What is it?
It's educational in nature, and so the plan is we're going to show it at the Sitka High School Student Council, and then people will share it from YouTube, and we'll play it at the movie theater. So the intent of the whole program, the Hope Coalition that Lloyd mentioned, has got together. They're looking at underage substance abuse or youth substance abuse, and so in April, alcohol is the focus. So there's sort of two tracks. There's the parent track, which is the town hall, and then the youth track. And it gives them some information, but at the end it does do some of the social norming that 3/4 of Sitka teens don't drink at all. But it also will address some of the things that can happen if young people drink. So there's a lot of, you know, legal and safety and health consequences that do happen, and so his film will address that. So that's kind of the two parts of the campaign. We're hoping that this is just the beginning, just the start of the discussion, because I think everybody wants our teens to grow up and to do well and to thrive, and alcohol has really affected quite a few people in very adverse ways. So we don't want to see that here in Sitka. I think that our numbers can get even better, and that's what we're hoping to do starting tomorrow.
Can we talk a little bit about the picture in Sitka as compared to statewide?
Yeah. when we start looking at just youth alcohol use and especially binge drinking, we're actually a little bit higher than the state average. And I'm not sure if it's significantly higher according to the statistics, but we're a little bit higher. And then in binge drinking, we're quite a bit higher. And again, one of the things that I think happens is that we don't want to admit or talk about the issues sometimes. And so looking at those statistics, gathering the statistics that we can, really gives us a clear picture of where we're at, and then gives us some information about how we can deal with the with those issues. So yeah, we're a little bit... We got some work, I think, in Sitka to do.
Well, there's the new Hope Coalition, and I think you two sound pretty proud of that. Let's talk about that.
Well, the Hope Coalition is really a pulling together of a lot of organizations and individuals in the community that are concerned about substance use and abuse, misuse in our community. So Sitka Community Hospital, SEARCH, Sitka Counseling, and all kinds of different organizations, Lakeside Milam, have come together, even... Some of the churches have come together and said, you know, this is an issue that we want to address. And really, that's what the coalition is. It's concerned people, concerned organizations that come together to talk about the issues and work together to find out what the reality, what the real picture is, and then use information, data to kind of direct the program and to deal more effectively with it. You know, I always say, you know, if you can't talk about an issue openly and honestly, you can't really deal with the issues. And so that's why really what the coalition does. It brings people together to talk about it and then move beyond talking to actually doing something about it.
And there are a couple of grants in the works, correct?
Yeah. We applied for a drug-free community grant through the SAMHSA, and that's for $125,000 per year up to 10 years. And then we just applied for another grant which is a strategic prevention framework grant, which is $150,000 a year up to 4 years. The first grant focuses on alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana. And then the second grant focuses on prescription drug, opiate prescription drug, and heroin abuse. And if anybody's been kind of following the news, they're calling it an epidemic in terms of heroin and the impact that it has on communities. So we're hoping that we get the grant. And again, it's thanks to all these different organizations that came together and started talking about the issues and decided that it's time that we actually do something about it. We opened the discussion and move forward in an effective way to deal with it.
And so tomorrow night, an opportunity to open the discussion about underage drinking at the town hall. Doug, can you tell us again the what's and the where's and the a special incentive?
Yeah, tomorrow night, Tuesday, 6 o'clock, and all are welcome to come. If you want to RSVP, you can give Sika Counseling a call, but if not, just show up. The more the merrier. We'll have plenty of food, especially for the first 30 people. And in terms of the incentive, it's just a chance to be a part of the solution, a chance to help Sika to be a little bit healthier, and really a chance to help our kids because we want to have them have the most ideal environment. So you'll be able to get some tools to help with the young people you're working with, and it could be if you're a coach, if you have an influence with young people in any way. But the other part is that I think it's being part of this bigger solution, and the grants are going to be a great part of that, but everybody plays a part.
Okay, and if people do want to RSVP to Sitka Counseling, what's the number?
747-3636, and they just leave their name and we'll put it on a list, and those people at RSVP will actually have first chance at the food. So
great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Lloyd Platson and Doug Osborne.